special election this Tuesday. Pesach has been working for over 10 years, not on his own behalf, but on behalf of the Klal, on behalf of the entire community and all over the city. He's really been a selfless, devoted public servant. And now's the time where we can elect him and give him a formal role to really be out front on the issues that are affecting not just the Frum community, but the entire Rockaway Peninsula and all of Southeast Queens that is still recovering from Hurricane Sandy. Having somebody like Pesach, who, number one, would make a constant Kiddush Hashem, but most importantly is that he'd be out there representing a community that's been so underrepresented for so long.
Let me ask you about the elephant in the room. You know, I was very disappointed to see that someone had injected race and religion into this race. I know there's a well-known pastor out there, Reverend Chuck Norris, and he said, quote, "Jews vote in a block. Which one of you thinks you can beat the Jew that is running in Far Rockaway?" End quote. And he said this to several other candidates who were running. The first thing I was surprised to learn that none of the candidates actually repudiated this remark. Is that correct? I mean, I heard that. I just couldn't believe it. None of the candidates stood up and said, hey, you know, you can't speak like that. I mean, everybody's entitled to run. This is the United States of America?
It's very disappointing, very disappointing. I mean, first and foremost, that somebody in today's day and age would actually say that out loud in a crowded room to say, we need to get together so we can beat that Jew, is just something you don't say. It's not something that you should be thinking, and it's not something that should be in our political a conversation. That being said, is I was definitely disappointed in the other candidates, you know, who didn't stand up and say, you know, we all have a right to run. Pesach has been working for me since I've taken office, but has been a resident of Rockaway for 10 years. He's lived in this district, you know, all the time he's been here, and he has a right to run like everybody else. As far as I'm concerned, I'm supporting Pesach, not because of what he looks like or how he speaks. He's the best man to represent the entire community, and I'm excited to have a colleague in government who I can work with on issues related to the community, and I know will be responsive to the needs of not just any one community, but to the entire district.
Well, Phil, you know, it's really so important. I want to thank you so much for coming out there. I want to remind everybody that there's a critical, critical election. We need people to come out and vote. Polls open at 6 a.m. They close at 9 p.m. It's a special election. Let me tell you something, folks. I got elected in a special election. Phil Goldfeder got elected in a special election. We can tell you from firsthand experience, every vote counts. We need everybody to turn out in mass to send a clear message that this is a community that will not accept any sort of bigotry or anti-Semitism and will vote simply based on the merits. Phil, thank you so much. I want to thank you for the great work that you've been doing in the New York State Assembly. I want to thank you for your leadership on Sandy, and I want to wish you and your family continued success and hatzlacha.
Thank you. To you as well.
Thanks so much. Well, folks, you know, I'm actually excited because, you know, a lot of times on these shows we just chat about politics, and I felt like, you know, politics is fun, but it would be also fun to maybe throw things for a little bit of a curveball. And so tonight we actually have with us live the world-famous international original Jewish wedding singer sensation, Michal Schnitzler. Michal, are you with us? Michal?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really excited to have you with us on the program. I got to ask you a question because I know that you're the original Jewish wedding singer and you are a person that is internationally acclaimed and people try to get you from all over. Can you just tell us, and I know a lot of people try to replicate the work that you do now today, especially in the Orthodox community, how did you decide to become a wedding singer?
Actually, that was the last thing I ever thought I'm going to be. About 25 years ago, I was in Monroe for a Simchas Beis Yisrael, and two guys walked up to me and asked me if I could please go up and sing. And I said, why me? Why not somebody else? And they just said, you know, go up and just start singing. And they